This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
MOP, here you are, STUVWSYZ, ULF, MOP, QRSYZ, OULPUQRUSZ. I'm not done. Okay.
Who's back in rehab?
She said, all I remember was I had something in a frying pan. Could have been chicken, and all Hades broke loose.
And who's hitting who?
Just minding my own business. Bam! Hit me hard right from the back. I was like, whoa! So I kind of, the wires come down. Boom! And then arc, bam! That fire was coming everywhere. Reality hits you hard, bro.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT. You
need... Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. So last week, legendary director Martin Scorsese made headlines across the world when he said Marvel movies are not cinema. He compared the billion-dollar juggernaut to a theme park. Now, Jennifer Aniston has jumped into the mix and expressed the disinterest in Marvel's green-screen blockbuster movie making. So much so that she says the current state of movies in part inspired her to return to TV to star in the Apple TV series The Morning Show. Quote, it wasn't until a couple of years ago when these streaming services were just kind of exploding, this amount of quality, that I actually started to think, wow, this is better than what I just did. And then you're seeing what's available out there, and it's just diminishing, and diminishing in terms of it's big Marvel movies or things that I'm just not asked to do or really not interested in living in a green screen.
Well, two things. One,
has she done like two or three movies with Adam Sandler?
Well, I was going to bring up that. I don't think she's outside of Office Space, which she really had nothing to do with.
Yep.
She really hasn't done what I would consider a good movie.
Oh, there goes Laurel.
Oh, I like that movie with the funny guy from The Wedding Crashers.
The Breakup.
Vince
Vaughn. I did not like it.
I love that movie. But
that
the
wasn't
key,
her, by the way.
The key thing, the walk down the hallway, yeah. The key thing there is not that I'm being asked to do. If she was asked to do one of these parts, I'd like to know whether she said not said yes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, look, it's not like she needs the money.
Right.
But yeah, it is interesting to see if she would do something like that.
But
it's not great cinema, but I think Marvel does a really good job with, I mean, it's entertainment.
It's entertainment, right. But I agree with their point is it the best acting in the world or cinematography when it's all CG and that? No.
But why do you care?
Yeah, but it is entertainment.
It's entertainment. It's like the old, is golf a sport? Why do you care? I enjoy it.
But again, I continue to bring up Logan, but Hugh Jackman is really good in that role, and he is acting. He's obviously a really, really talented guy. So there are, parts in some of these Marvel movies where, it's not all green screen.
Yeah, I agree. It is entertainment. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, and again, just look at her list of films that she's done. Did you guys realize we've been using escalators the wrong way?
I really don't think I have. I'm going to disagree.
I am a guy that will jump on it and not walk, but as I went through
airport, I hated those kids.
I there are people that walk past me on the elevator. Is that the right way to use them?
The escalator?
Yeah.
You mean the moving sidewalk?
No, I think you stay to the right.
If you stay to the right if you're not going to walk. Yeah.
No, that's the moving sidewalk. I'm talking about the actual escalator.
Yeah, both of them.
Is it proper to walk up it? Or?
Well, I mean, if you're in a hurry at an airport, you got to do what you got to do.
Now, according to CBC, escalator manufacturer Otis Elevator Company recommends that, quote, users stand in the middle of the escalator with hands on both railings for maximum safety.
I don't really need to do that. I think I can handle
it. They say encourage people to get a steady grip on the handrail, stand in the center, and step and face forward.
Well, I'll be honest. I got pinched one time
as
a little child by not having my hand in the proper place or putting my hand in the wrong place with that little thing belt going up at the side.
Right.
And so I am uncomfortable touching that rubber thing. And then I also think.
You think about how dirty that thing
is. How many people have touched that thing? So I don't like touching it.
No, that thing's filthy.
Yeah.
Boy, if you just pull that one out of context, there, Rockstar.
I think he does it on purpose.
Hey, so I got slang terms you guys need to know.
All right.
First one's Herkel Durkel.
That's when you're, it's like topsy-turvy. You're just all over the place.
Yeah, herky-jerky.
All herkle-derkle.
200 years ago, it meant to lie in bed or to lounge after it's time to get up and go to work.
Oh.
Basically hitting the snooze.
Yeah.
Got the pants.
Got the pants. That means...
He's got the power.
That's probably right. I was going to say I got the rest of the money so I can buy the rest of the suit. I had the shirt.
Got the pants.
Now yes. I got the pants.
That's right.
You guys aren't even close. This phrase, according to passing English of the Victorian era, means panting from overexertion. After you take the stairs, you get the pants.
That's right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Honey fuggle. Got to be careful with it.
Mm.
Now, according to the Dictionary of Regional American English, I'm sure that's a good read on y'all's list, honey fuggle is used to describe public displays of affection.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, honey
fuggle. You're very close to that.
You guys want to guess what the whooper up is?
The whooper up.
The whooper up is.
It's alcohol.
To me, it's a paddle or anything used in discipline. It's a whooper up.
A Victorian term for inferior noisy singers. It's applicable to modern day karaoke joints.
Okay.
Go to Stars. You see a lot of whooper ups.
Yeah. And finally, periwinky.
Periwinky. I think that's going to be something you. The other side of too many drinks.
That's just weird. Peri is an old Scottish word meaning little, and periwinking is the little finger or toe.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Close.
Yes.
So we got an Arkansas woman who was arrested on drug charges, allegedly told police that when she was being read her Miranda rights, that if she happened to fail the drug test, it would be due to the meth sandwich her brother fed her.
The meth.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us.
Meth sandwich?
Yeah, according to the police affidavit, Elizabeth Catlett and Don Furr were stopped by police when they were driving their 94 Toyota Camry without headlights. Probably not a good way to do that. During the search, police found drug paraphernalia, which included several bags of meth and glass pipe that the siblings said belonged to someone else. Now, Furr allegedly admitted to using meth around 11 p.m. the previous night before going to visit Catlett's brother in the hospital. And before telling police that he had a bag in the car's glove compartment containing a, quote, meth shake.
Meth shake and a burger.
Sandwich and shakes.
It's quite the culinary when it comes to meth.
When they were taken
in the hospital,
Catlett failed a field sobriety test three times. Catlett allegedly told police that if she, quote, pops hot, it was because she was fed a sandwich that was contaminated with meth.
My.
She pops hot.
So that's like the edibles for meth. You just put it on a sandwich.
I just like to add bacon to mine.
Did he pop hot?
So we got a security guard in Wisconsin had to call police after he handcuffed himself on purpose.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Yeah, I've used that one before. Yeah.
Happened Friday morning inside of a Bath and Body Works store.
Mm.
Police said the man told them he was bored, so he put the handcuffs on. He forgot the keys at home.
Yeah.
After officers freed him, they said the handcuffs, they said he hid the handcuffs from himself so he wouldn't put them on again.
Yeah.
That's good. Where are your handcuffs? I hid them from myself.
That's right. I'll never find them where I put them.
Right over behind that box.
Do you guys know who the Property Brothers are?
Yeah, my wife watches that some on HGTV. Yeah, twin brothers. One sells the houses. One renovates the houses.
Drew and Jonathan Scott.
Yeah, seem like nice guys.
Set their sights on another television home renovation. Now, they both helped the work on the Brady House renovation, Brady renovation. Now they revealed that they would love to remodel this home. Do you guys want to take a guess?
Playboy Mansion.
Oh, good guess, Brown.
Thank you.
That'd be a lot of remodeling.
Well, yeah, I think you just go blowtorch on the inside to begin with.
I hope it's Graceland.
It's the Golden Girls home.
I don't even know where that is. I didn't watch that show.
Twin Brothers Miami.
Yeah.
Recently appeared on an episode of the Kelly Clarkson Show. They talked about the renovations of the Brady House and the series that is currently airing on HGTV. They also admitted that they hope to one day be able to renovate the Golden Girls home.
Mm. How would they get the butterscotch smell out?
Mothballs.
Blanche got after it, man.
Yeah. That was kind of the creepiest part of that storyline, wasn't it?
My grandmother always had butterscotches.
I like candies. Butterscotch. You like Werther's?
I do, yeah.
I do, too.
I like a Werther.
Yeah, I like a Werther.
Made me like them.
I used to do the old Brock's butterscotch back in the day.
And that yellow wrapper?
Yep.
Follow the show on Instagram @JocksRoundtable.